We're going to get to the calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. A couple notes real quick, though. If you'd like to get a hold of Andrew or his crew, it's 333-COOL. 333-2665. Anyone in Southern Arizona that's interested in learning more about this system or get an existing air conditioning serviced or any kind of plumbing project you might have. Someone, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but a texter wants to know, this unit, SunTrack, works great on a two multi-stage compressor.
Correct.
They want to know if they can just update their existing air conditioning unit from a one-stage system to a two-stage system. I'm pretty sure that is a full replacement.
Yeah, so on residential, you're not really going to do that. On commercial, that's exactly what we're doing. We're changing the compressor to a multi-stage compressor, leaving the system and then tying the SunTrack in. And so if anyone owns commercial property, the payback is crazy good. It's like under 2 years. And instead of getting 39-year depreciation, it's 5 years. And then you get the tax credits. And it's incredible financially on the commercial side as well.
Well, you stated a particular statistic during the break.
Yes.
About how much we're reducing power consumption for our air conditioners with
That's
this
right.
equipment.
That's right. So if you have a standard single-stage system and you're replacing it with a variable speed compressor and the SunTrack, what we're seeing is about an 80% reduction in the air conditioning portion of the bill, which is just incredible.
That is very incredible. Wow.
It's amazing. If you think about it, it's simple physics. Right?
Yeah, right.
We're using a solar absorption to do what the compressor does mechanically. And the variable speed allows us to take full advantage of that.
Yeah.
And really, our system wasn't viable until about 8 years ago when they started making two-stage compressors, when they first came out with a two-stage home air conditioner, you know, where it's two-thirds power and then full power, right? Stage one and two with a Copeland Ultratech. But now that the variable speed is here and it's everywhere, it's really changed the business. And it's really changed for the better the experience of a homeowner or a business owner.
Well, let's get to the listeners' questions. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, starting with Cornell. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, I have my units are from 1995, so they're hanging on by, you know, their fingernails. But I have two systems. I have an upstairs system, you know, it's a split system, air handler in the attic, one in the garage, and then two units. I mean, to replace, I'd probably be replacing both systems at the same time if I used this technology that you guys are talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I mean, that could be pretty costly, I would imagine, to do the conjunction of both. At the same time.
Yeah, so you can do them one at a time. What most people today are not just writing a check for air conditioning. We have up to 5 years no interest financing or just some really low interest and low payment plans. So it's just like cars today. People are not striking checks. They're figuring out what they can afford monthly. And then a lot of times the savings justifies the payment because now they're reducing their utility rate. For those of us that are fortunate enough to be able to write a check, that's great. But that's not what most people are doing these days.
Very good. And replacing two units is going to be expensive no matter what you do.
That's right. Yeah. So if you add the panels, it's not going to add more expense. It's going to be at the same or less with the panels. Most of the time, it's less.
Very good. Thank you, Cornell.
Let's go to Seth next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. So I got a new unit about 2 months ago, and my unit prior to that, I ended up putting a hard start kit on it. Is there any pros and cons of putting a hard start kit on a new unit?
Hard start kits are great. They will prolong the life of the compressor so that it's not wearing it out as quick. So, yes, we always love those hard start kits on compressors. Especially as they get older, it's gonna really help it draw less power and wear and tear.
We appreciate the call, Seth. The hard start, just for anybody that's not familiar, what is that? Because you do hear that a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the load to get. You know, the hardest thing on any motor is getting it going. So easiest way to understand it is when does a light bulb break? It's when you flip the switch on. And so the hardest thing on your car is when you turn it over. Same thing on the compressor. The oil is drained to the bottom. It has to grind to a start. And so it's hard to get it moving. A lot of juice. These things help get it going, just like a capacitor would. So it's like an extra capacitor to get it going.
Going back to that first caller, installing two units, do you get double the tax credit?
It's the tax credit on both systems. So you have one panel per system. The entire purchase is 30% federal and 1,000 from state.
Okay, so it's one panel, not two panels for each
unit. No, it's two panels.
Two panels for each unit. Okay, got it cleared up.
One panel per unit. Mm-hmm. And
correct.
When you're doing two units, you'd end up with two panels on the home.
That's right.
And there is no limit as far as for the standard home installations. There's not a dollar value limit. So some homes have three. Right, they may be 3-ton units or sectionals, but so it's a non-issue whether it's 1, 2, or 3. But every air conditioning system, because it's its own closed refrigeration loop, has to have its own panel, regardless of size.
Now, y'all have mentioned that you do commercial with this as well,
right?
Residential, we've talked about as homes. What have you ever tried this on? Maybe one of those an RV type application.
Haven't done an RV application. We
manufactured. Manufactured homes.
Yeah.
But not RVs. I don't know how you would set that up on an RV.
different with it's not a...
The panel has to face south, so sometimes it will and sometimes it won't on an RV, right? The other is that the panel itself, while it's not heavy, isn't something that's 5 pounds, so you probably don't want to put it on the roof of an RV. But manufactured housing, as well as there are some temporary housing that they put together in containers and whatnot, so I've seen it on those as well. Because they're able to dial it in facing south and take the load off the compressor, especially when they're using generators to provide that power.
You know, one thing we haven't mentioned yet is that we're always dealing with oversizing, right? That's one of the biggest problems in air conditioning systems. I just put two variable speed systems in my house last week, and I reduced the size. They've been running at some of the hottest part of the year, and it's cooling just fine. But what SunTrack does is it actually adds capacity. So you can go with a smaller tonnage and still have the capacity that you need. So as we're reducing, when you have a smaller compressor, it uses less power. And then, once again, the sun doing its job. So saving a lot.
And one of the reasons it does that is that, you know, the biggest problem here with high ambient temperatures in the desert is that when it gets to a certain point, that compressor and that condenser and that air conditioner has to have a big temperature differential between what its heat is and what the outside air is. SunTrack helps keep and raises that temperature in the heat of the day, so you keep the temperature split where it needs to be to deliver the full volume of the cooling of that. Because a lot of us know you have a 5-year-old air conditioner and it's 107 outside and it's 4 tons for the house, you may be getting 3 or 3.5 tons. That's why it's cycling all the time. This helps eliminate that, which is why you're seeing the numbers you're seeing.
And how long have y'all been manufacturing this unit?
5.5 years. We've been making them 5.5 years. We put our first R&D units in 2013, and they're still running.
Okay.
And we have it, again, for residential and commercial. And if there's anybody that's interested that wants to come see it, we have live units on our roof that are operational at our facility. So we've been doing it. But
you just have to be willing to get on top of a roof in the 100 triple digits to see it its most effective time.
right before the ladder, we have a small table that's got sunglasses and it's got sunscreen, and so when people, because it's a white roof and it's a little blinding up there, but yeah.
Let's see if we can take this call from Tucson. I know it's Paul, and we've had a little. We lost him again.
Well, okay. His question: he's looking at building a new home,
yes.
And he wants to know about duct layout. And I don't think they're in design. I think he's still in design because he's wanting to know: is it more efficient to do ducts underground or overhead?
Okay, so we like duct overhead, but within the conditioned space. If you can get it to where it's not over the insulation in the attic, the ductwork's going to be much more efficient because you don't have the attic heat absorbing into the ducting.
Yeah, it's cathedral-style insulation is what we're seeing a lot of new builds where
Absolutely.
Instead of a attic, you can picture all the insulation blown on top and then the ductwork above it.
That's right.
They're spraying foam on the sheathing the underneath. And so then your air conditioning ducts are underneath your insulation space. So instead of an attic that's 130, 140 degrees, it's an attic that's 190, 80 degrees.
We love those houses. If you can get roofline insulation, not ceiling line, it's beautiful for the air conditioning.
And you like that better than running it underground?
I do. I think running it underground, you run into other problems. The dirt sometimes can eat through it. And I mean, I've seen some terrible underground ducting systems. And then if you have a problem, how are you going to address it? What about rodents? There's just a lot of challenges with underground.
I'm trying to remember. I think you told me the story about a community that was done that next to a man-made lake, and all the ducts were flooded.
Yeah. It's kind of discerning when your air conditioning comes on and you hear gurgle, 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 gurgle from all the water that's in your underground return air ductwork.
Yeah. Well, one thing to consider is just go ductless. Whole house ductless today is those. They are the most efficient system designs, and you can still add SunTrack to a complete ductless system.
Absolutely,
it's beautiful.
Just going ductless, you're driving your SEER rating up at least 50%.
The refrigerant is shifting only to the rooms that need the cooling, and you already have a variable speed compressor, and you have no loss in the ductwork. The ductwork loss is huge.
It's huge.
So yeah.
And what you're talking about ductwork loss is from where the air is cooled and pushed through these long runs of ductwork.
That's right.
A ductless one, you know, it's happening on the exact location that the air is being introduced into the room.
So there's two major losses in ductwork. One is the heat gain, and the other is that 90% of homes in Arizona statistically have a 30 to 40% efficiency drop from leaking ductwork. So one of the things that we're doing in Tucson is we're going out and doing an energy audit for people, and we're pressure testing the whole house and the ductwork to see if it leaks. And then if it does leak, we can seal the entire ducting system from the inside out and lower your bill with that one thing just incredibly. And that's a standalone item. So,
and again, for people in Southern Arizona that would like to contact Intelligent Design,
that's 520-333-COOL. That's 520-333-2665.